Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Food Rebel Eats podcast. I'm Jody, and I'm here to teach you the truth about food. Understanding how my body works, how food works, and how we actually have all the power to create the health and the bodies that we want has changed my life. So I'm here to make this so simple, so clear, and to help you have complete certainty that you can have the healthy body that you deserve. Hi guys. So today I am excited to talk to you for Food Rebel Chats Friday about the energy that you want to be feeling to create any kind of transformation with your health, with your body. And this feeling, this sense that you can allow yourself to feel is going to be the same no matter what kind of better feeling state you want to experience for yourself and your own body. And it's really powerful. And when you can do this, no matter what's going on in your body right now, you will be on the path to creating what you want. So, what is this feeling that I'm talking about? Okay, so I want you to think about now if you are currently feeling something in your body that you don't want, if you're feeling frustrated, if you're feeling upset or bummed or sad or pissed or angry, or just maybe scared. Scared is often a feeling that we can experience when it comes to health because often we don't understand, we don't know, and that can create a lot of fear, right? If we don't know what to do to help our own bodies, that's really a hard place to be. And I know because I've been there, and it's really why I do what I do now, to help you explain, to explain to you what's going on and to take away the fear, because you can have the knowledge and therefore the power to change whatever it is. Okay, so a lot of times when you want to change your health, or you want to be healthy, you want to get rid of a symptom, you want to experience feeling good, we can go after the method, we can go after the thing we think we need to do to try and fix ourselves. And that's not the place that you want to start, because when you are coming at, let me give you a specific example, okay, that I realized for myself. So after I had Dash, this wasn't that long ago because he's only 1.5 now, I went through postpartum. And I didn't even know that that's what it was when it was going on. I think everyone around me knew, but I didn't really know. I did know that I was experiencing like massive amounts of fatigue. So I would wake up and feel exhausted. I would take Dalton to school and like need to lay down. And that's completely not like me at all. And yes, Dash wasn't sleeping through the night very well. So like there's some of that to be expected. But I was like crashed. My adrenals crashed. And so I was in the position of, oh my gosh, I need to fix my adrenals. Like, I need to fix them. I need to do something. What should I do? Oh my gosh, what am I going to do? So like I went out and sought out all these different things. Like I was doing acupuncture. I was asking for supplements. I was, you know, going to functional medicine. Well, kind of. It was the doctor that I take Dash to, and she's amazing, but it was me and my energy that someone else or something else had the power to fix me rather than the truth, which is I have to own the energy of I'm okay, I'm healthy, I'm fine, or even I'm figuring it out, it's going to be okay, versus, oh my God, what am I going to do right now? Let's fix it. You know what I mean? So that's so often what happens with people. And whenever you like go searching for something to like try to make it better without like just owning that it is going to be better, it usually doesn't work, right? And so I've seen lots of people often come to me after going to many different practitioners, many different doctors, trying all these other alternative things. When you finally get to the place where like I just give up, kind of like I don't know what to do, and you stop trying to fix, that's when the true answers, the true path can come and find you rather than you trying to find it. So when I was doing this with my energy levels, with my adrenals, like I was fully aware that I had adrenal fatigue. And I don't know if you guys have watched, I think it's a YouTube video I have about how postpartum at the root is adrenal fatigue. And again, that's why it's so critical that we take care of our bodies pre-pregnancy, during pregnancy, post-pregnancy. Like we just need to take care of ourselves in massive ways to birth babies into the world. Anyways, what I had to do was stop fighting myself, if that makes sense. I had to stop trying to fix it. And instead, I had to breathe, pause, and relax into the knowing that this, just like everything else that my body has gone through and healed, was easy for my body. And that I had to stop forcing things and stop trying to like instantly be able to go on a 10-mile run like I usually can and just be where I was and know that my body would take care of this. And then I did what I knew to do. So it's always helpful to know what to do with food because food is a massive, powerful player when it comes to our health. And I also just see food, like plants, eating plant-based as like a friend almost because it's just like a consistent source of self-soothing, which is what we need to be able to do in order to change our energy and to change our creation process. Because if you're in an energy of this is wrong, I need to fix this or whatever, even anything that you do from that energy is like gonna continue to create the like this is wrong, this is wrong. So like it can't get better. Does that make sense? Like it can't get better from that place. So the place that it can move from is that everything's okay right now. Like it's gonna be okay and I can do this. So what I decided to do was to focus a little bit more on getting better sleep. So like letting Heath get up with Dash, and we have the strangest sleeping arrangements because usually one of us ends up with Dash in Dalton's room and Dalton in our room, or one of us with Dalton and Dash is in our bed. I don't know. Soon it will be better. I'm gonna have to like script about it or something. I don't know. So I prioritize more rest. I prioritize more sleep. I deprioritized the intensity of my workouts. I never stopped working out. I just didn't try to like push my body because I could get it. I could push my body to a workout or to do a workout, and then I would just feel so fatigued after. It was just completely noticeable. And so I decided that I was going to stop doing that to my body. I was going to stop expecting it to train like I trained when I was in my best running shape, or when I was, training for my marathon, or just like normal, not pregnant life. And I had to let it feel what it felt like and move from that place instead of trying to just be where I used to be instead. And I remembered things that I knew for sure about my energy and how food can help to heal energy levels, which is consistent carbohydrate intake. So I was eating more frequently instead of going long amounts of time without eating. And I'm a passive brain in human design. So like I don't eat all the time. Usually I kind of graze, and I'm also evening digestion. So I eat like mostly later in the day, but for the purpose of helping my adrenal glands and my energy levels to heal, I did just eat more often on purpose, like more mangoes, more cucumbers, more juices, more smoothies, you know, just a lot more fruit actually. And that really helped too, because one, because I was doing it, but two, because I knew that that was helpful and I was reinforcing it every time that I had a snack or every time that I ate a meal with these specific kinds of plant-based foods, I knew that I was doing the right thing. Not in like a stressful way, but just that I was supporting my own body. And you just have to like look at what's happening with your body right now, because your symptoms are unique to you and not, they're not the same as anybody else. So like in my situation, the energy of fatigue is going to ask you to edit your health, edit your diet, your lifestyle practices differently than somebody who, let's say, just wants to lose weight and they don't have issues with energy or adrenals, and they just maybe need a kick in the butt, you know, like maybe they need a harder workout. And I was actually thinking about this yesterday. This week, I took Dash to the gym a couple of times, and I've been running, trying to get back in, not trying, but I am getting back in better endurance shape. That's always when I feel my best. And I always know that if I'm ever like in a slump, that if I run and I ask myself to train at a higher intensity, that it's like, that is the best mindset work that I ever can do for me, just knowing myself. And I think it's probably true for other people as well, right? And we can see like the popularity of, I was gonna say trekking classes, because that's what it used to be called, but now it's like Peloton has the running classes, just like their biking classes, where there's an instructor and they're like, you know, leading you to do something hard. And sometimes that's the medicine, you know, like pushing yourself out of a comfort zone. Whereas like if you're in postpartum or you have adrenal fatigue, your medicine is rest, and your medicine is, you know, higher glucose intake, or I don't know, probably the answer for everyone is higher glucose intake. You guys know me by now, but like consistent intake and more minerals and rest. So you have to get that. You just need to find this feeling of relief. So this took a long time, 12 and a half minutes, my clock says. But the energy that you're looking for in order to create a better feeling body and to improve your health across the board, no matter what, is the energy of relief. And this is why, okay? And this is why I am so passionate about explaining to you what your body is doing. What is wrong when XYZ is happening, right? Because when you can understand, it takes away fear, it takes away confusion, it takes away the stress, and you can just see it for what it is, like matter-of-factly, and you don't have to get upset like, oh my God, I can't do anything about this. Oh my God, I'm never gonna get better. That's the place that sucks, because that's the place that I hated the most. You know, when my body apparently crashed post IVF treatments, I was like, I cannot live like this. I used to feel good all the time, and my current health practices are getting me nowhere. And so there just needed to be a better level of understanding. And so if you can understand your own body, you're going to know what you need to do. And then it's just a matter of, do you want to do it or not, when you know the path is there. So you have to be able to get into the energy of relief. And for me, and for what I feel is true for my clients, is when you can see that, oh, this is what this means. Oh, I'm like crashing and needing to sleep 2 hours after I wake up. Oh, that's adrenal fatigue. And I just need to do these steps to help remedy it and stop pushing, right? Or, oh, I've been skipping the gym for 3 months and I've been eating out a bunch of fried food and drinking too much beer or whatever. Oh, well, maybe I need to clean up my mindset, clean up my life, and just do the things I know to do. Either way, as soon as you can land into the energy of, okay, I know, I can see, I can understand, that creates a sensation of relief, right? Because you're not in limbo anymore. You aren't like wobbling anymore and like, this sucks. I hate this. Oh my God, what am I gonna do? But you first have like come to a place of, this is not acceptable for me anymore. I love my body enough so much that I'm going to make a decision. I'm going to make a decision that this is going to get better. I'm going to make a decision that I'm going to feel good. I'm going to improve my health. I'm going to heal whatever needs to be healed. I'm going to focus. I'm going to get in shape. And then from there, when you can simply see by understanding how your body works, understanding what symptoms mean, understanding how food will help you with all of these things. I mean, yes, and like you're gonna need to look at your thoughts and you're gonna need to change things about your life. You will, but that's okay. And what I think is just the most true is that we just wanna know what to do. You know, once you make a decision, I'm not gonna have this situation anymore. Okay, what's my next step? That's what I love about eating plant-based is it just gives your body what it needs no matter what. And we can make tweaks person to person, conditions to conditions, goals to goals. But it always works. It is always the answer, like part of the, it's always going to be part of the solution. And so when you can understand that eating plants, eating foods that are real, vibrant, and alive are going to bring you back to life, and they are going to help give your body the medicine that it needs. That is a sense of relief, right? Because when I was told, you'll never get pregnant, you'll never, you know, you like, you just can't. And the truth was at the time, like, I couldn't without ovulation. But when I understood why I wasn't ovulating, what the root causes of infertility are, how all these different things in my life experience had led to my body being in this condition, and what all of the treatments had sort of like triggered off for me, like it was a tipping point, essentially. The clarity brings relief, you guys. Clarity is going to bring relief. And so, if you have any concerns, if you have any questions, if you just don't know why your body is doing the things that it's doing that you don't want it to do, then it's really worth understanding because it just takes all this pressure off. And you can, I'll say it for you right now, no matter what it is, your body can heal. There's no exceptions and there's no exclusions. It's just whether you want to do that, if you want to allow it, and you're willing to do your part. So, there is always something for us to do. And the biggest first step is stop fighting what is, stop pushing against it, stop trying, stop like searching out like, oh my God, what diet do I need? Oh my God, what supplement do I need? First, you just need to stop and breathe, sit down on a pillow and meditate. You know, get into the energy of I'm taken care of, I am supported, I am loved, I am known, and my body is loving me right now. Okay. So it's the energy of relief. Whatever can you, what do whatever you can do to calm the mind because the body always knows. Okay. And that's how you're going to be able to receive the healing anyways, no matter what it is. Okay. So what I'm going to do next is just take you through a few minutes of a short meditation to help you get into the feeling of relief. So, I hope you enjoy. And if you like this episode, please leave me a review and share and come back to it anytime that you're feeling stressed about your body, about your health, or you just need a little reminder. I'll talk to you soon. Start by taking some long, slow breaths into your nose and allowing an even longer exhale out through an open mouth. Wherever you're sitting or lying, allow your body to fully relax. Use your breath to create a sense of calmness and peace throughout every single one of your cells. Allow the body to have nothing to do. Allow your mind to take a break. Breathe in and pull in the feeling of relief. And as you exhale a long, slow breath, release any fear and any worries about trying to control or fix your body or your health. Right now, your job is to slow down your mind and to return to the truth that the body knows what to do. Take another long, slow, deep breath in, pulling in even more certainty and peace, and exhale any fears or any worries about having to know what to do. Right now, it's time to remember that the body has your back. Your body is working perfectly. Nothing is wrong. Nothing is broken. You simply need to get out of the way and let your body do its job. When we can remember our role in creating health, it becomes so simple. Our role is not to fix. Our role is to release control and to trust and remember that our body knows the way. So as you can sit or lie and feel the feelings of it's all being taken care of. Right now, in this moment, my body is healing. Right now, in this moment, everything is in order. Right now, in this moment, all is well. My body is so strong. My body is so capable. Every single one of my trillions of cells knows where to go and what to do to create the body that I desire. This feeling of wellness, this feeling of health, this feeling of feeling amazing with certainty every single day. It's mine. Right now, in this moment, it's mine. So continue to slow down your breathing. Pull the air in, feeling relief, exhaling to calm the mind. And allow yourself to sit in this feeling of everything is being done for me. My job is only to support my beautiful body and to know that it knows what to do. And to know that my job is to give my body the food, the lifestyle, and the gratitude for everything that it does for me. So So enjoy the music for a few more moments and come back to this meditation anytime you feel worried or anytime you just need to remember that your body has your back.